All of the new GCSE history courses include a study of Elizabeth I's reign. It's called a depth study. This means that unlike other parts of the course, you'll study a relatively short period of time, between about 25 and 50 years, and investigate several aspects of it in detail. You'll have to answer questions about them in one of your examination papers, in a section which lasts for between 50 minutes and 1 hour. The marks are worth about 20% of your whole GCSE history course. Each examination board, however, follows a slightly different approach, so you'll need to know which course you are following. This is so that you know which topics you need to study and revise. If you're following the EDUCAST course, the Elizabethan Age 1558 to 1603, you will need to know about the whole of Elizabeth's reign. The EDXL course, Early Elizabethan England, however, starts in 1558 but finishes in 1588, the year of the Spanish Armada. The AQA course, Elizabethan England, covers the period from 1568, the year Mary Queen of Scots came to England, until the end of the reign. You'll also have to study one historic site associated with the period for the historic environment part of the course. The OCRB course, the Elizabethans, covers the later years of the reign, 1580 to 1603, and focuses particularly on the impact of war and the threat of a Spanish invasion on Elizabethan society. Your teacher will tell you which course you are following and give you a list of the topics you need to revise. You'll also need to know what kind of questions you will have to answer in the exam. I'll say more about this in the last part of this podcast.